When you were with your brother, enjoy your family.
Okay.
Were your mind still working?
I won't try anything, but naturally he's working himself. You know, I'm not trying anything, but I live with flow. The awareness with himself. That's all.
It's all the time.
Yes.
You don't have nothing, eating, anything.
Yes. But I know myself. I cannot know by myself.
You cannot help you know.
Yes.
That's your habit.
I can't help it. I can avoid myself.
Because some people only they cannot speak English very well. So there is Susan. She's interpreter. She translates.
Later. Yeah. If somebody they don't understand it, they ask. No? Then somebody help. No? Okay.
I have one question. This last night, the experience, this situation, I use this chanting Amitabha, like in the background is Amitabha, but everybody open door or I aware of everything. This seems to hear in this background chanting Amitabha.
Yes.
Chief.
Okay.
You keep, so, but aware of everything.
Yes.
And then last night, this 9 o'clock, before this, I already very tired. But I feel like I no. did this.
And
then I feel, after that, this time passed very fast. After that, all the energy break. And I feel very refreshed. So tonight, if I go home, I shift to this way, or not the speaker, only this way. Feel.
The
only object,
or
I can continue this way.
Yes. Yes. Now, you know everything. Amitabha also hit habit, huh?
You did.
Like a music, yeah?
Yeah.
Background music.
Like a music.
My wife knows, right?
Even like a
so,
music.
So, background music, this is a mind. The mind is chanting.
Yeah.
Now you know everybody and mind. Right. That's okay.
Okay, so
come
home, I can...
Yeah, you like it. This, you know, awareness is important.
Yeah.
This chanting or everything, this object.
Okay.
Now you have awareness. That's why you know both.
Okay,
good.
Then no more life, like not sitting meditation.
No more life, but...
not sitting meditation, like the working.
Yeah,
then. Before, because I already have the habit, always...
no problem.
So keep this way,
let the mind have it, let them do. But you try to recognize what's going on, how the mind is handling, the body is doing, okay. That's okay.
Okay, and sometimes, during the meditation, if some thinking come out, and I know if bad idea come out, I know right away.
Bad attitude come out.
Then, usually before, long time, my habit is I know. And then I told myself right away, say, hey, you are Buddhist, you cannot think this way. That's no good. And then I can...
Sometimes you can use. You cannot stop on your bad attitude. When you stop, very strong.
Right.
You can use this. This is a samatha.
Okay.
You change the object. You change the mind. You think about the Buddha. You think about yourself. Highly. No, you are not. You are good, not bad.
Yeah.
You change your idea. This is a samatha. One way. Sometimes you can use. You must understand the nature of the defilement. Your awareness is the stronger.
Okay.
Then you watch this. Don't let them go away.
So
it is another level.
Okay.
Try to understand it is another level.
Okay.
Try to stop is another level.
Try to stop is maybe
low level, but like something unique.
Okay.
No more, he continue overwhelming you is problem.
Okay.
The bad idea is the whole mind is not good. you need to do something.
So how do you label? Just
watch. Then, the mind is strong enough that you know how to watch. You know how to watch, and you want to know the nature of the defilement or the nature of this mind, try to observe. You check yourself, you are ready, face it. You are not ready, avoid it.
Understand? Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, really, you changed my life.
Okay.
Because I could not combine before my learning.
Yes.
On behalf of wisdom, the new thing. I could not combine.
You think Amitabha is a little bit better than you think a bad idea. Oh, you check your quality of mind. Quality of, I said meditation is to try to cultivate a good quality of mind, not let the bad quality continue to happen. It is meditation. Two level, huh?
Okay.
Sometimes you need to do that. If you favor, you continue mindfulness, your mind is strong enough, then face it and learn. Try to understand level. Huh?
Thank you.
Dr. Danya, it's sincerely like thank you for the knowledge and meditation you have given.
Okay.
And I really appreciate that.
If you really appreciate
my background is concerned, I was born in the Agathani family.
Okay.
In India.
Okay.
And I didn't like the religion that much.
Okay.
I associated with Hindu God and goddess.
Okay.
When I was growing up. These 27 years, I never liked any religion which I associated in India.
Mm.
So I came to this country,
huh.
And one of the professors in Missouri, Columbia, when I was studying for my master's, he forced me to go to church with him and convert myself. So I said, I'm not going to do that. Because I don't understand this religion, and plus I have no intention. He was trying to fail me. I said, look, I'll go with you in the church, but I'm not going to convert.
Okay.
So I gave up. Since that, I was busy with my education and the work. I had no time to meditate that much or find the religion which I like. Now, recently after I retired, I went to India. I visited a few Buddha's temples. Then we went to China and I saw the nice Buddhist temple. This inspired me. And then in February I went to Vipassana Center of Goenka in Fresno for 11 days. And after that, you are the first monk to give me the knowledge in meditation. And I will treasure it the rest of my life. And I want to announce myself that I am a Buddhist.
Okay.
Now the question I have to ask you in meditation, I picked up the mantra in India. They give mantra. They worship like Om Shanti. I was doing that for the last 20 years.
Okay.
I must have seen some censors or so, but it never gave me any knowledge what I was doing.
Yeah.
So after Vipassana in Fresno, 3 days I never got censors. After 4 days, I got some senses in the body, and I understood a little bit. After coming back from Fresno in February, 2 months later, I got a sensation in my somewhere in my body that some statue is doing like this, and leads are playing. Playing in front of, I didn't see the picture. He or she was on the front side, and I was.
This is you.
What is that?
You. Mind. This is a mind.
It's a mind.
Yeah. Okay. This is a mind. Okay. This is the imagination. And sometimes object and the mind separate.
Uh-huh.
So you think it's like this, but you don't know this is what. You know some body or something, but not outside no another being. This is a watching mind. Then you know what happening in the image outside. No? This is the object and mind. Nothing more.
Another question is, when I was 4 years old, four years old.
Yeah,
we never had a clock in the house. So my father used to travel. He used to tell me, that wake me up 2 o'clock, wake me up 3 o'clock. I became a clock. Since then, I have never used the alarm clock.
Yes.
So what then? Mean.
This is the mind.
When I sleep, I say I have to get up at 3 or I have to get up at 4.
It is how to say? In English, in psycho, this is how to say one word. I forget. Okay. This is a mind habit. The mind is a. How to say English? Biorhythm.
Biorhythm.
5 o'clock.
Oh, circadian rhythm.
Yeah. The mind becomes habit. You think before sleep, you think of what time you wake up. The mind. He knows that he has the power. The mind has power. Then he wake up you. How to say this one? Very good.
Yeah.
The mind knows himself. That's why I said some yogi, they don't need to alarm clock. They try to all the time thinking about the alarm, they cannot sleep. So I said the yogi, before sleep, you think what time you wake up? Or maybe 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Thinking interestingly, seriously. Okay, I wake up after 2 or 3 times, you seriously thinking about this and forget it and sleep.
Yes.
At that time, wake up. The mind awake you. This is called English word. I forget this.
Conditioned habit.
No.
Conditioned mind.
Conditioned mind is because this conditioned mind got only Jamalu. Happy to do it, no? Conditioned mind is you all the time doing. You do it many times like this, become happy. That is a conditioned mind. This time, for example, conditioning reflex. Conditioning reflex. Not the long city there. From English, the long city there. It's written for as well. Six. Me, it's okay. Okay. It's wrong.
Now the question is, when you sleep, your mind goes to watch, look at the clock.
No, like the mind, unconscious mind is powerful. He knows many things. You cannot know his nature, that's why you cannot use. If you know the nature of the mind, you can use it everywhere. This is a mind power. Mind, and he can do it many times, slowly he becomes happy, he can use.
So far I have it, when I have to sleep before, and then I'm working and I have breaks, and then I say, okay, I got to wake up at 10 minutes. And then I wake up right away.
Only a few minutes different.
Yeah.
Before, this is why.
Yeah, it's become memory.
No, memory.
It's automatic. When I sleep, sometimes I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then I sleep. And then somebody tell me, it is 6:10 already.
Yeah.
Now I wake up, is it exactly?
Yeah, because before you sleep, you remind your mind already. The mind wake up you. Auto-suggestion, yes. Auto-suggestion, you know auto-suggestion? Yeah, right. But this is the mind is a safer mind can do. The mind no powerful, cannot do. The mind very agitated person, cannot do. The mind may be stable.
Yeah, none of my brothers and sisters can do.
Cannot do. Mind stable, the mind is a little bit more strong. Not, the mind is strong, you can use this. That's why I meant A few days you practice, the mind calm down, then I ask the yogi, you can use. Try. The first sleep, you fold and 5 times you think. What time, we wake up, then you forget, no? If you not forget, the whole night you wake up.
One more question.
Okay.
I know there are so many techniques of meditation.
Yeah.
And I like the Vipassana technique.
Yeah.
Should I stick to that technique or should I change which you recommend?
Now you know how to practice?
I know how to practice Vipassana, but
yes.
Not theoretical knowledge. I don't have much. I'm still reading. Practically, yes.
Yeah, but Vipassana practice is the most benefit for people. Samatha is not, live people in Samatha is not very, cannot use everywhere. Vipassana is, can use everywhere. Live life is a, Vipassana is a benefit for harmony. You practice anywhere, anytime. Samatha is a unit to place, you need to time a quiet place and the forest. Lay person cannot do like this. Difficult. Very difficult. So, Vipassana is you can practice anywhere. Yeah. Sometimes you can use the samatha together in person. Like this, you can use sometimes focus, sometimes open. Not all the time focus, you cannot use.
Yesterday, when I practiced in the hall, and I had an experience. That is, when I practice, my mind is thinking. Okay, I'm aware of objects, so I analyze it and you know working on it. And then suddenly I felt my body is very well relaxed. I was in the samatha. You know, my mind. My whole body, I feel harmony, and very calm.
And why do you say samatha? Samadhi. So you want to say samadhi level, calm. Okay. My situation is better. Good situation.
Yes,
good feeling.
Calm,
yes.
Good feeling.
Okay.
So relaxed. But my mind is still working. I'm still thinking about
but the mind is stable.
Yeah.
Calm down. Okay.
Calm down. And I'm thinking.
Yes.
I'm working a lot.
Yes.
And then, but I feel like my body and my mind is separate because my body is so relaxed.
Yes.
You know? But my mind is working.
Yes.
Working.
Yes.
And then, but later on, I think, my mind, my body relaxed. Probably is listening to my mind. My mind is in control of my body.
Yes.
So I can let my body relax and my mind is working.
So
I feel that I have two minds.
Right.
Then,
everything right. Okay.
And then I feel very strange.
Before you never see this.
Yeah,
that's why you're strange. Right?
Before.
Okay.
And that's why I want to ask you, is samadhi or samatha or whatever,
and
is it
interchangeable? This is not samadhi, this is vipassana, but samadhi coming. Samadhi and samatha are different. Samatha is a concentration practice. Samadhi is a stable of mind.
The
state of mind is stable. Calm, peace.
Yeah,
this is a samadhi. Samatha is a practice.
Okay. So
now your mind is stable, the mind calm down, then the mind can see, able to see. This is a mind thinking, this is a body.
You know
many objects. That's another mind also watching. That's why you see two minds. But that situation, in the this situation, is important is awareness.
I agree.
You recognize the awareness continue or not? Object is not very important. Let it be. No problem. Thinking, no problem. You know the thinking, you know the body sensation, but you take care of your awareness. Okay.
So that's okay.
Yeah, okay,
but
very good.
But between samadhi and...
Samatha is different. Samatha is practice.
Method,
a technique.
Mm-hmm.
Samadhi is a state of mind, state of feeling.
But then this is interchangeable. That means a person at the same time can have the two feelings, two things.
Yes.
And I also want to ask you, we talked about fear the other day. You know, I have some fear.
Yeah.
And, when I see one person, that one particular person, I have some fear.
Yes.
But I don't know whether my fear is a tolerance to her behavior or not. So I'm thinking about that, at that moment, and I'm trying to, find a solution, find something.
Yes.
But I can't.
Yeah.
So can you tell me?
Yeah, go find the answer. If you cannot find the, go find the answer. What's the, your feeling?
What's my feeling?
It is to find the answer. Find the solution. This is a learning. So don't think about this person. This is object, no?
Mm-hmm.
Also feeling, also object. That time you watch your feeling in the stream of your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Don't looking for the, if you asking why,
mm-hmm.
if you have many data, no?
Mm-hmm.
you have many information, that time you asking why, then answer can arise. You have not enough information. Not enough data, you don't have enough data,
uh-huh.
why is cannot answer cannot come in?
Oh, cannot come in.
So you asking why you cannot understand, okay, let it be, question mark.
Uh-huh.
And so close beside.
Okay.
Stay learning, stay watching, this uh-huh. is learning.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can put a lot of question mark on the side and leave.
Yeah, if it's question mark, then not answer, mm-hmm. okay, let it be.
Uh-huh.
Not now, no? Uh-huh. Later.
Uh-huh.
Continue practice and learning. Someday you have a complete picture coming, understand, writing, then this question mark is become solution.
Well, okay. And also, there were times that I have a lot of objects in my mind.
Mm.
You know, that this keeps coming to me.
Okay.
And it's coming to me so fast, and I cannot handle it. And my mind is very tired. So at that moment, what should I do?
So, thinking too much, the mind is tired.
Yeah.
So don't pay attention to the thinking. You cannot stop the thinking. You cannot control the thinking. Because the mind is agitated or something.
Yeah.
Feeling, emotion there, the mind thinking so quick.
Yeah.
The mind is calm down, the mind is thinking, mind is one by one coming, slowly. That's how you can watch. If you, the thinking is so speedy, so quick,
yeah.
don't watch your mind, don't focus.
Let
it be. More obvious is feeling.
Uh-huh.
Okay, mind, state of mind, you can feel it is that time the mind is not peaceful
yeah.
or tense.
Yeah.
That time you focus, pay attention to the tension first.
The tension.
Continue watch the tension. The tension is tension or feeling.
Uh-huh.
It's feeling, intensity of feeling. This becomes slowly relax.
Uh-huh.
Then the mind slowly weak or thinking slowly less.
Oh.
That time you not watch the thinking mind. Cannot.
Oh.
Because the mind not enough strength, because the mind agitated.
Yeah.
So the mind thinking mind is so quick.
Uh-huh.
The time object is a feeling or body sensation. Obvious sensation you watch, then easy to focus, then continue aware,
uh-huh.
the mind calm down, then thinking less.
Oh. Okay.
Understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Now you understanding and how to, what is a body sensation, what is a mind. Now you know? Separately, no?
Yeah,
separately. Nature different, but this is not separate. The body and mind not separate, but you feel body. What is the body sensation? What is the mind?
Yeah.
It is a good. Yeah. Okay.
I feel it separate. You know, that's
what. Nature different. You can see now different nature clearly.
Yeah.
This is a little bit understanding, right?
I have a question. Thank you. Go back to the question when she said. She saw one body and two minds.
Yeah.
And she, in the stable situation, seems to me, from my little book, seems like it's just a wisdom.
I said now, a little bit of wisdom coming.
That's
it's clearly very good. It is a conscious of mind. Huh?
Because with my situation, one time I sit and I see my mind tell my body that we are separate.
Yes?
Yes.
I'm not separate. This is a different function.
I don't know.
This is a different nature. Different nature, now see clearly different nature, that's why you feel separately, but they are connection health. Not separate, the blind and body cannot separate, but they are different nature.
Mm-hmm.
You see clearly, that's why it is the mind, it is our body. Mm-hmm. See clearly, that's good. Okay?
Mm.
Then you can slowly, you watch, continue, you can see body and mind is how the relationship.
I have an experience that when my body calms, when I have a headache, and then when I'm real calm, and then I can feel my body still here is I have a headache here, but I can feel my body is which part is, you know, in the back where is real not comfortable, and then I put something on it, and then I can smell. In my home, you know,
yeah,
on the back, but I can feel that it's not comfortable here.
Yeah.
But I put it in, and that can help me. So I think it's when you calm, and you can feel your body
move.
Sensation, the reaction of the body.
Yes. mind is calmed down, he can smooth surfaces, can ability to catch that subtle object. That's why he can move, can know many things. The mind stays more and more stable, the awareness can sharper. That's better. That's good. You know many things.
I used to be very concerned about my the tightness of my body. I feel like when I sit down and thinking has slowed down.
Thinking is slowed down.
Yes, the tightness came up. And when it came up, I feel like it just I feel like I'm stuck into it.
Mm.
So I could not think of anything down.
Mm.
And it looked really boring because I'm doing something wrong.
Mm.
But I think this time I came and you told me to pay attention to a neutral object.
Mm.
So what I did was when I felt the tightness if I really feel it so strong that I did not pay attention to anything else, I just stayed with it. And when I stay with it, it subsides. And then, I have the relief from the tightness.
Yeah, okay.
All and right. Then I can pay attention to, I can go to the
object. Okay.
And when the tightness comes up again,
if
I cannot, it's easier for me because then I would either go to the sound. Sometimes I hear the sound of the beat and the sound like that.
Yeah.
And then, I will be given a touching point.
Yes.
And so now I can feel like the tightness is not a problem anymore.
Yes, that is important for you. That is very important for you. Before you don't like this tightness.
Right.
That's why you immediately you attention to this object. You might the mind is immediately more tense, more agitation coming. This tightness more gross. Now you know this is not problem.
Right.
You can solve this problem. This is an old habit.
Right. Yes.
Long time habit.
Right.
You watch this tightness with the aversion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why you notice this tension coming, the mind immediately aversion comes. This is a long time habit.
Right.
Now, and slowly you more worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
So you are more worried, the tightness more stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know, huh?
Right.
This is no problem.
Yeah.
So you forget this object, the mind is more relaxed.
Right.
Because the mind is no dosa, the tightness is gone.
Right.
This tightness is a dosa object.
Right,
yeah. Aversion object.
Yeah.
So now you not pay attention to this object, you pay attention to other object, continue aware, right attitude, the mind is calmed down, no more dosa, this tightness is gone.
Right.
But long time happens, he comes again maybe.
Yeah,
but you can face it now. You know how to face it.
Right.
It's okay.
And also, when I had a, I don't know how it is pleasant or not, but the experience with it, I sat and I noticed thoughts coming up and the immediate aversion to it. And I could feel the kindness coming up.
Mm.
It's just very subtle, because of the body, because of the mind. And I feel like, and that's a thought that the intention of pushing the thought away. So on that intention, when I see that intention, another kindness comes up. And it's looking at the way.
Yeah.
The mind just says, there's something that is not smooth. It's just like, everything was
Now you know how to watch your mind. This is the more important, huh? In that mind, whatever happening, you recognize. Then you change already yourself. That's all. No, okay.
So that's pushing away, right?
No. Pushing away. Pushing away is you use energy. Now you know very good. Thought coming, aversion coming, tension coming. You see the whole process. Now.
Right.
When we learn the technique, and then it can solve the problem later, we can practice more. And then isn't that I see when I before I have the angry, it comes real quick. The temper is the
Keep it high very much. Then?
And then slowly it's out now.
Okay.
But sometimes, you know, my awareness is not continuous strength strong enough.
Okay.
And then
a person cannot go through. Eh? He's still very strong. And so, how to do?
So, sometimes I have a react, but after that, I know this is not right, but already.
So, like this. Because, you see, now you know the mind is, awareness is not continuous, but awareness is weak, the aversion is overcome you. So, you know now like this. What should we do next? How to do next? If your mind is weak, awareness is weak, the aversion overcome you know.
Yeah.
If your awareness is strong enough, you recognize, the aversion is calmed down. Now you know like this way. So what should we do?
Oh, so this time I should do whatever, I should work my emotion first, before reaction.
Yeah, before reaction, you need to be mindfulness,
present,
and strength. Strength.
Yeah.
So how do you get this strength?
Just
I didn't know. It's only this way, you cannot work. This is the nature.
Yes.
You awareness is a weak. How do you say? Awareness is a weak, defilement overwhelm you. If awareness is strong, defilement less. Your choice. Now you know this process. What should we do next? Think about this and practice. Not let them like this. This is a learning. This is a practice. That is more important, huh?
Yeah.
How to face it? How to face it? Now you know that the whole process. Think about that the whole process. Next time, how to face it?
Oh, so I have to ask myself why I'm doing that.
Learn from this experience and next how to do better.
Yeah.
How to face it? Now you know the process. This is you use your intelligence. That is very simple.
Hard to do. At that moment,
hard to do is difficulty. Difficult, any difficulty is practice less. Because of practice less, you know, in the sakka, difficult or easy?
Difficult.
For you.
For me, yes.
For him, easy. Why?
Because
why?
Because they practice
all the time.
Experience.
Yes, this is their life. So you also meditate like your life.
Okay. I have a question. How do you practice the Vipassana while you are in a panic? Your mind is actually weaker, much weaker than your panic feeling. You know. So
that time in samatha. Amitabha. Kota or Amitabha or something, you look at. The mind calm down, and face it that is panic.
No. Because
panic is very strong, you cannot face it. You are weak, but cannot.
Yeah.
That's why you need to use. So how to do samatha? Change the object and thinking about it. Not thinking about this problem. Change the mind and observe or to continue aware. The mind forget to think about this problem, the mind calm down.
Yeah.
Then when they calm down, then you face it.
Yeah. But that's the problem with me is that's what happened to me when I'm in an airplane, when I'm flying someplace. Oh my God, I just can't calm down. Oh, yeah.
So how do you think better?
Huh?
How do you think better?
I'm asking you.
You need to ask yourself first. Do you ask yourself first?
No.
If you cannot get the answer, then ask me. This is a better way. Now I see, if you so much panic, you use something to mind calm down, then think and face it that you're feeling.
Calm down your mind first and then face the feeling.
Yeah. If you make your mind calm down. If your mind cannot calm down, how to do? If you think about Amitabha, but the mind cannot calm down, how to do? If you something happening, then you do something. All the time late.
Okay, so
before I think like this, now I meditate, how to meditate I know, and I think, I know, apply this now. When I died, nearly died, I apply this. Before I think like this, impossible.
So
you practice all the time, make your awareness and samadhi level stable and concentration, understanding level, think about the right way. All the time you practice, that time you can apply. That time, whatever happening, that time you use your practice, late. Cannot.
Okay.
That time let the planet. That's why now bless that moment, you use your energy to be understanding or practice very well. You take care of your energy all the time. Body health.
Okay.
Like a body health, you use your body all the time. Exercise strong, The mind, you cannot think about the mind.
Okay.
People think about their body all the time. I saw the body people, rah. They think about their body too much. They take care of their body. They don't think about their mind. So you need to practice more than body, the mind more strong now.
Okay.
At the time you can use, then you can accept.
Okay. So that means...
Die. Okay, no problem. Then die peacefully. You cannot run away. Yes. And if you mind peaceful, you can find many chance. Maybe chance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe chance. Because your mind calm down.
Okay,
so you can do something for that. If you can, you're blind. I saw one. I saw one woman. If the fire coming, or many fire, she's dancing inside the fire. She's dancing in the fire because panic.
Okay.
She's blind.
Yeah.
She don't know how to do. She can run anyway, but she's dancing. Because blind. Because so much panic. If you have a calm down, she can find many ways.
But when you are in
the
airplane, you find a way out.
Yeah, that's what I said. die, peacefully die. Ready to die. That's way only. Ready to die. You are already ready to die?
No.
Not yet. That is a problem. That is a problem. And?
Yes. When I meditate, when I sit down, I try to look at my sensations, but the mind comes, the thought comes right at the same time.
Stop.
So what should I do? Should I focus on the sensation
to
come back?
The mind
can do both?
Yeah. You already recognize.
Yeah, I know, but not really clear that...
Recognize it, okay. Now the thought coming, you know the body sensation is okay. Because you are aware.
No, my mind
running
from sensation and
flow. Be careful, gently. Don't down. Okay.
It's okay.
That's okay. This is also object. That is also object. So what? What difference?
So
what problem?
I feel like my mind is so busy running.
This is your idea. This is not busy. This is a walking.
Walking.
This is a practicing. That practice, aware this, aware that. Awareness is meditation. Awareness is continuing to happen. That's okay. That's meditation. But you think it is busy, you move on it. Because of your thought, wrong thought, no? You are busy. Not busy. This is not busy. This is busy. Okay? That attitude makes your mind more tense. Busy. My mind is busy. You think like this, negative thought. So negative feeling coming. Now you think this thought, change your thought. Oh, this is practicing. Awareness, okay, awareness, maybe object may be changed, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, many objects, no problem. This is not easy. awareness walking, awareness, awareness, this, that. Continue awareness is important, I always say, huh? That's all.
I think I have one more question. Let me ask you, what do you do when you are in the airplane?
I already did answer. Fast question.
Oh.
I don't do nothing. I'm not thinking too much. I don't do nothing. The mind. Naturally, you do yourself. I follow the flow.
Oh, okay.
That is long time meditation, the mind becomes habit. Mm-hmm. Don't need to do nothing. You do yourself. I only check the mind do or not. Sometimes I only check the mind is do properly or superficial or superficial or
subtle.
Superficial or deep. Now I think my only way is not before I ask the yogi, every time I saw the yogi, do you aware? I ask like this, This is all the time I ask myself, are you aware? Are you aware? Then awareness comes in. Now I ask him myself, are you something happened? Or are you understanding? Different. Are you understanding something?
Something, okay. That's
deeper level. Deeper low level. Awareness already there, no need to ask aware. So I need to ask, what do you understand about that time? This is object, this is a mind, this is a... What? Something understanding is there.
The relationship.
So now I have a last question. I come from Indonesia and then I moved here in 1999. So at the time in Indonesia, we always practice metta bhavana.
Okay.
And then I practice, I might say, not too often, but I meant every day.
Yes.
And then at the time, we don't have the good teacher, maybe. And I have a sensation at the time, but I never have it now since I'm here.
Yes.
You know, then at the time, you got practicing metta bhavana, but you know, when you are practicing meditation, sometimes I don't know. I cannot say that I'm happy, or I cannot say that I'm. But
people.
I feel real life.
Yes.
I feel real life.
Yes.
And then I know the feeling because I used to be doing like this before.
Yeah.
But now I changed to this one because somebody said.
No.
That's why
I did. Okay.
That's why I told you I got to see the goal, and then sometimes I try to learn. I feel the sensation. I feel feeling until now, but I don't know why I cannot get this state right now. Maybe live in the United States is so busy, you know.
Yeah.
And then at the time,
because it depends on your mind state.
The time, and then I feel like my mind, like out of my body, so I can watch everything. But at the time, when the time is like feel like too long, I'm so scared.
Because of not knowledge.
Not knowledge.
This problem is not knowledge.
Okay,
yeah.
Exactly. And then now after we talk, and then just.
Now you know information, you get it.
Yeah.
You know what is happening.
Exactly. And then at the time I just open my eyes, and then I still feel like, oh, my hand's still there.
Yeah. Nobody take, don't worry.
No, I'm over there, I cannot come in.
Because of your thought.
Yeah.
Also, you have no information, you have no knowledge, you cannot think right way.
Exactly. Yeah.
And worry coming, he thinks it's nonsense.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, and then when I move here, I look around because there is no Indonesian temple.
Mostly. Muslim. Yeah.
And then I found a temple close, not too far from my house, but they not have the meditation.
Yeah.
So then I be looking around, and then finally I found this place. And then I don't have time, but luckily last Saturday, that's why I said, oh, I need to come here.
Oh, okay.
And then
I need to come also?
Yeah. Exactly. So even if you go to the place that's very famous over there, everybody went there. I plan already to go there, but it's far, and in 10 days, I'm planning, but when I met here,
and then I'm here, only half an hour from my house.
Oh.
And then
the December yesterday is a ceremony, eh?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And the Bambis go there.
Yeah.
But no benefit.
I must do it.
You're very lucky to come here.
That's why I think it's my karma.
Yes, your karma set this way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then because we usually
we are related sisters.
And usually chanting first,
yeah.
Chanting.
Yeah, whatever. Mita or chanting, whatever.
Yeah, and then. I
get aware.
Get aware. Yeah. So it is okay.
Okay.
So yeah. What else did I would say? If we have like sometimes the mind wandering.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we try to aware but the wandering.
Why? Not try to aware. Try to recognize, no?
Yeah, recognize. Our mind wandering.
You try to recognize all the mind is wandering. That's enough.
Don't
need to stop. No?
Yeah, just keep aware
of the why is wonder. Okay, so.
And then just keep going, even the wondering for how long.
No. Just recognize. It depends on your strength of mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you aware of the wandering mind, the wandering can continue,
mm-hmm.
and the awareness is very weak.
Mm-hmm.
That time you need to build up your energy to the body sensation, awareness, or not. Then come back. No more the wandering and the thinking. Bring me your awareness call.
Mm.
That this is you check your awareness energy, no? If can awareness not disappear, it's okay.
Mm.
You can learn something from your thought. Back and forth. Sometimes you can use back and forth body sensation and thought body sensation. Sometimes if awareness is strong enough, no need to back and forth. You watching, you know simultaneously both. But important point is you take care of your awareness mode. Okay, you are aware or not? The mind is strong enough, the quality of awareness. Understand?
Yes.
Then if your mind calms down, a little bit calms down, you often checking your, do you recognize your awareness there or not?
Mm-hmm.
This is more important. We try to come to this, like this, back up. Before we practice object, no? If your mind calms down,
mm-hmm.
you can understand there is awareness. You can recognize there's awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So, that time, you come back to that, your object is this, awareness, not other things. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're more aware of your awareness, strong enough or weak or
mm-hmm.
checking.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can tune in your awareness level.
Oh, okay.
Understand?
Yes.
Okay. Object is a little piece. You know, you are aware. Okay, enough. Awareness is your object. Main object is awareness. If you cannot see your awareness, okay, you can start with the object. Other object, body sensation, thought body sensation. If your awareness calm down, then you can see your awareness, then the awareness is your object. Slowly bigger. Not force like this. Now people practice like this.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know they are walking mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they cannot tune in their walking mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't know practice sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand how to tune in your mind,
mm-hmm.
meditation all the time good. Because this mind is certain enough,
mm-hmm.
everything is okay.
Okay, thank you. So the tuning will easily become automatic. Things need attention more, you will be stronger at awareness.
What do you mean?
Your tuning.
Yeah.
Tuning your awareness.
Yeah.
It becomes automatic or you have...
Not automatic. You practice this many times, the mind understanding coming, this becomes more easy.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Some things you have to be strong, something not, yes?
Yes, this is a huge level of understanding, how to energy put.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you know that quality of awareness
mm-hmm.
is a weak, the object is a blur.
Blur, yes.
Yeah. Okay. If you strong, the object is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can tune in both object and mind. Then you know what is awareness, what is the effort, what is samadhi. You slowly understanding the nature of this mind.
Mm-hmm.
If your awareness is, effort is less,
mm-hmm.
If you smartly strong, you let the money come down.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding and faith also, you can tune in. The five factory. This is a walk-out line. Walk-out line. You know, five people working together.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be harmony itself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you, someone is cross mm-hmm. or over energy, mm-hmm. other four is weak.
Mm-hmm.
That's why awareness is the checking which is over, which is less. This is doing awareness thing, oh, this over, then it reminds you that you know how to do. So learning that this many times you see your working mind, then you how to tune in, understand how to tune. For example, I said I met in Portland, I saw how to tune in. I said how to tune in this side of the day. Then I said the tuning of the leader. Then this is I get this from I'm guitarist. I said this how to tune in the guitar. She immediately understand.
Yeah.
Now you do like this. The hand like this, ding 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 ding.
Mm-hmm.
And awareness also continue now.
Yes.
Then you know how to tune it.
Uh-huh.
But people are tuning now how to do this. Ding 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 ding. Yes. This is tuning is aware all the time, the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows this continue doing,
mm-hmm.
this continue doing, listening also continue listening. There you can write and tuning comes.
Yes.
Now people is ding ding ding. Oh, relax. This is a fine tuning. And this is continue awareness means like this. Ding 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 ding. He knows this. And slowly you know how to balance the right way, balance way. Then you understand this object and the working mind together. Many times. People is many times like this. This is okay.
Okay, while I'm working, I see that my mind is thinking about work.
Okay.
Recently,
how do you think? How do you
think
at time?
I just aware of the thinking.
How do you feel?
I just look at it like an object.
Yes.
And I see it.
You see the thought.
Yes.
And you check the how do you feel? Pleasant or unpleasant? Tense or relaxed?
I just look at the neutral.
Natural. Okay. Okay. Enough. Okay. I want to know. That's right. Okay.
Then? And then I see my mind come up with a solution for the work. And then I see that, oh.
You know, the mind wants to be solution. Okay, you know. This also, you already know. Okay, good.
Usually I upset when the thinking about the word come up.
Yeah.
And meditating, why has the... But now this time, like, because I keep it neutral, and I say, oh, my thinking has a useful way.
Yeah.
That I can use it as well.
Now you become positive.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
And then I say, maybe it's not the right time.
Okay.
So I change the subject. And that I can change the subject and feel so happy because I see that you can determine what object you choose.
Oh, you can choose what object.
Yes.
Okay. This is the level of nature. Level of, yeah. You don't want understanding that why you thinking about the office work and person. You not try to learn. You try to escape. It is a one kind of part, no? If that your aim, what is your aim? What do you want? You want to be peaceful now, then change the object. Yeah? If you want to understand, this is very important. I like it's physics. The mind, why is the mind thinking about the object? Job, about job. And what he dislike about inside this. Trying to investigate the mind activity. But this is sometimes not, if you're not scared or not enough, you don't do this. You should not do this. Change of here, the mind calm down. Huh? But this is the problem. I try to say is, you need to practice many ways. And depend on you. If your mind is agitated, you do choose the object and make your mind happy. No problem. You can use, but not all the time. Not all the time. If your mind happy, sometimes you call back. Check again. Then you can solve the problem about your job.
Yes. I can see that I'm happy when I see the solution.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I see that, oh, my mind is really good.
Okay.
And then I can find the solution and work.
No need to die now. Your mind is good now. Quality. of mind slowly, slowly better, then that thought change. Whatever your thought is depends on your state of mind. Understand? Your mind, state of mind is a right move. Your thought all the time is positive. That's all. Don't believe for your thought. Whatever your thought, this, whoa, it's not real. Understand? Now, okay, the mind is good. Not your mind, no. The mind is bad, it's also not your mind. The mind is good, the mind is bad. The mind is the nature. Okay? So? Because your mind is now calm down. That's why the mind can think positively. If your mind too much panic or too much agitate, maybe change. So that's why you need to take care of your state of mind, stable of mind, balance, maintain. Every time you're thinking good, it is you need to practice that way. Not only your forget, and all the panic coming, then you practice. Nobody help you. I also not there. You must take care of, you must cultivate, you must rely on yourself. This is important. Now, people is, if you peaceful, relax, they forget. When the situation was, boom, then boom. But I still practice all the time. Mindfulness, continuity, awareness, practice is very important. This is our you cannot live without me. You must understand it, you cannot live without this. Now you will take, don't tell him, huh? When you need, come. He's not coming. You take care of him. When you need, you ask him, he's not coming. Dhamma is very fair. Dhamma is very fair and very precise. You cannot cheat him. He's very smart. He's very precise. You take care of him, he comes to you. You take care of him is you all the time offer him all the time. But it's all the time. Beware that the mind is ready. Bad situation or difficult situation is coming, you can face it. You can apply it. If you not have the money, how to use? Then you borrow other people, most difficult. You have the money, you can use. You need to ready. Cut. If you not have the money, just cut. How to use? You put all that hand of money in the bag, and you got to use. Ready to use. So practice all the time. Now you have one week, a little moment, then your mind slowly sink. And continue practice like this. Don't stop to practice. Coming difficult, try again, again. Now you know the benefit of practice, no? This confidence makes your mind practice, willing to practice. Try to understand the value of practice or value of awareness, value of understanding. You can rely only him, and not other people cannot. Okay.
Why do you call us yogi? Why do you call us the ones who practice the meditation yogi?
Huh?
Why do you name the people?
Yogi.
Yogi.
Yogi meditator.
I thought like yogi is related to somebody that practice yoga.
No. Yogi is what we call Mambami is meditator. Meditator.
Oh, meditator. Oh,
meditator, yes.
Oh, okay.
Also, everybody know yogi is meditation meditator.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought yogi is the person who practice yoga. No.
Yoga also meditation. What type of meditation?
Oh, okay. I practice yoga, but I don't know.
This is for physical, huh?
Yeah,
for physical.
Mind on.
Yeah. And the mind is.
Okay. In the daily life, should we always keep our mind in the body a lot of times?
Most of the time, yes.
Most
of the time. Together.
If I do that.
Whatever you do, you know yourself and who?
Yes. If I do that, I feel a little tense, that means it is not in
balance. No. Some attitude you have, wrong. You try more harder. Before you want to get it, you become more energy, use my energy and become tense. Just as much as you can, but as much as you can, enjoy this long way. That become happy, no need to no time and be aware all the time. Beginning patient, not hard, very hard. Because you not fine tuning, you cannot find the fine tuning. Sometimes if you tension coming, you relax and try again, start again. Okay, you check your tension. You practice like this continuously. That's why I said the one yogi. Instruction, I give instruction. Continue the awareness about it. Then she practice, become tense.
Mm-hmm.
Then she asks herself, why she practice tense? Then she saw her attitude. The mind says all the time, continue the awareness important. Continue the awareness important. Then she recognize, oh, she thinks it must be. So energy is over. Mm-hmm. Now she thinks like this, continuing awareness is impossible. As far as you can, I said important. I said I don't have to. Then she saw her attitude tense like this. Oh. Lose, no problem. Try again. Lose, try again. That's all. Understand? Beginners, practice beginning. Start practice, continue awareness impossible.
In daily life, how can I keep watching my mind while I'm talking?
Why I'm talking, not involved.
Why?
Now, do you know you're talking now?
Yeah.
Okay, like this. How do you know? How do you know you're talking? Now I'm talking, my face, my thinking, my doing everything I know already. Because habit, talking yourself. Aware yourself all the time, you become, I'm not trying to aware of when I'm talking. My practice is, I all the time aware of my mind. What the mind aware of? What the mind aware of? What happened in my mind? And everything I do, talk, whatever. But I only watch my mind. What the mind is aware of, or what the mind happened. Long time, because you use everything is with the mind, then the whole process of the mind awareness already done. Understand? Trying to aware of your mind all the time. Every situation the awareness coming. But sometimes I know. I encourage yogi, when you're talking, be mindful, practice like this. Be mindful means don't forget yourself when you're aware. Why you are talking, that's all. You watch your mind, how do you feel, what attitude are you talking? You watch your mind, you know just everything. Okay? Yes.
This means aware the natural, what the daily, the normal...
Natural comes from the practice. So you need to remind yourself all the time. Before talking, you remind yourself, are you aware, and talk. Before you do, are you aware, asking yourself, and do. Practice like this all the time. Even you, but...
That's what I feel like, whatever my mind So afterwards I feel so tense.
Huh?
When I watch my mind all the time, I feel so tense because my mind just like thinking all the time. And then when I'm taking the walking meditation, I just pay attention to my step, and suddenly my mind becomes calm down.
Okay.
So I just say, oh, I don't have to watch my mind all the time. I can watch the action of the body.
Yes.
To calm down my mind in case that the mind.
Because your mind calm down. Because the object obvious, the mind is aware easy. That's why the mind calms down first. Mind is, if you're not strong enough, I said, if your mind is not strong enough, you know what the mind cannot. Because the mind cannot change as an object, so it cannot stable. Because the mind is so quick, so fast,
yeah.
So you cannot change an object aware, very difficult. So a mind is a strong, it's calm down, then you want aware, easy. Then the awareness continues coming. If your awareness is weak, you start to get obvious sensation. The body, then the mind stable, calm down easy. Then you watch your thought. You all the time watch your mind is. That's why we start to practice the body sensation.
Okay.
And obvious sensation and body sensation and feeling. I choose the feeling. Body sensation is one step, two step, you forget. You watch your feeling all the time, this become you understanding how the mind feeling, meaning and thoughts. Relationship, remove understanding your mind. So more aware of your feeling. Then you know the body, feeling, thought. Body sensation, feeling, thought. Feeling is connected to this way. Feeling is mind. You get aware of your feeling, you know already your body also. The feeling change something, but you know the body sensation change. And the feeling connection to the thought also. This is a method. I like this, what's the feeling? All the time, what the mind is feeling, what happening, tense or not, relaxed or not. You aware, the feeling continuously, you know already your body. If you focus on the body, you don't know your mind is safe. So the mind is hurry, awareness gone.
But sometimes the thinking part is the part of very funny.
Yes.
So you cannot feel immediately.
Yes.
So how do you catch that?
Why you cannot catch the this subtle level?
Because the physical sensation is very obvious.
Obvious.
And your feeling
yes.
is also very obvious. But your mind...
Strength of your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness, strength of awareness. Awareness is sharp, you can catch immediately the subtle thought.
Oh.
Awareness is not strong enough, you can easy to catch the bodily sensation because it's obvious.
Because I have this some bright ideas here. I forgot quickly because I didn't catch it and lock it. So
you can aware what happened in the mind is so quick.
Yeah, very quick.
So if you cannot catch it, just let it be.
I'm gonna keep it.
if you when the mind says calm down,
uh-huh.
then he remember what's going on. Sometimes the mind was thinking, you don't know, but you know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 spot, many things, but you cannot recognize what's happening. So if you don't know what's going on, no problem, you know what's happening.
But I know.
Slowly.
Good ones.
Gradually. Because your mind cannot catch that.
Yeah.
When we cannot walk like this. Let go. Let go. If you want to do this,
mm-hmm.
then the mind becomes tension coming.
So, can I use this kind of effort by can I keep checking to see whether I'm tense or relaxed?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one way of strengthening the awareness?
Yeah, mm-hmm. One way of
strengthening the awareness.
Strengthening the awareness.
Like, I'm just checking whether I'm tense or relaxed.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
That's okay. The mind is more relaxed, the mind, strength is more, awareness strength is more stronger.
Okay.
So tension is very important, the mind is relaxed, the mind is walking easy. If your mind tense, the walking not good. That's why we need to check the tense or not, relax or not.
Yeah.
And thinking also important. What do you think? Right way, the mind is relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking not right way, the mind tense.
Question, you're talking about awareness, we should aware all the time.
Mm.
and we learn experience yes. from awareness.
Mm.
What is, in which case the not awareness is benefit?
Not aware,
yes.
no benefit.
Uh-huh. In which case, or
that's why right. now you slowly learn, then awareness learning. That time when your awareness is present, how about your quality of mind? Huh? And you try to recognize long time, if mind is not all the time aware, sometimes awareness is lost because emotion coming. That time, how do you feel? You need to check. Do nature. Huh? So you know, now that time you understand it, when the awareness is there, what benefit you have. And where the awareness is not present, well, how bad you are. Slowly you understand. And different qualities of mind. If emotion, awareness comes, the mind is quality good, peaceful, concentrated. Huh? If agitation coming, no awareness, the mind is boo-boo-boo. What do you like?
But do we need not awareness sometimes or all the time?
Oh, yeah, of course, I know. No good. All that. Huh? You need all the time. Because he understands very well about the delusion. He understands very well about it. How was the delusion? That's why he advises all the time aware and understand. Because delusion is a mafia. Gangster. He's present. He's present. Every the whole crew coming. Mohan is he's a leader. If the Mohan is there, Lava or Dosa, every defilement can come. If you forget, then easy to come.
Well, in that case, when I was a magician, you know, they do some illusion stuff, like bring the space shuttle in front and open the
Okay. Wall
away. I'm aware, I see it. I concentrate on it. In that case, it's wrong awareness.
Yes.
Or how it happened, by the way.
Because right awareness, wrong awareness is focus your way. Object is concept. It's a wrong. Right awareness is you know the body and mind, reality. Now nature of reality. Do not forget to that. What happening in the body? What happening in the mind? Is a right awareness. You don't know yourself. You know you aware outside thing. Now all people is aware outside thing all the time. They don't know themselves.
Well, let's say this way, the magician put a lady in stage, you know, and I saw the lady, and he put on the bar, and I saw the lady in the bar, and suddenly he do something and the lady go away.
So
I was aware of my eye, right? I see it.
Yeah.
So what is that? I'm not aware that the lady already gone sometime, or, you know, how do I not see the lady
goes. They don't try to see your. They don't cheat you. They try to see you. They have to cheat you. You cannot see what they're doing. You can see what. You can see this happening, huh? But you cannot see what they're cheating you. You're not aware your eye. You're aware it's all the time outside.
Mm-hmm.
Object.
Mm-hmm.
If you're aware your eye, you can see that my activity this is different. Different. Different.
So if you look at the magician act, did you see what happened?
No. We don't know.
Don't
they don't want to see you. How to see?
Mm-hmm.
If you see, you are not good, you're not friend. That's all. If you know how they're cheating you, you're not friend. Boring. If you don't know, you don't see what they're doing, and you say, very strange. That's all. Okay.
I have a question. when the mind, the thought coming, I see it's a lot of time is we make up something, you know, to scare ourselves.
Yeah.
Thinking something.
Yes.
And then the mind is scary. And then so I think. For a long time, maybe, you know, all the time, I see something,
and that made me scared.
Yes.
This is the wrong thoughts coming
yes.
all the time.
Yes, yes.
So now we get aware of, you know, something coming and then understand what is it, and then it will
You don't believe your thought like this, eh? Then you're not scared.
Yeah.
Because you're scared, the mind thinks scary. That's why you're scared. The mind thinks this is not scary, this is an object, cannot scare.
So all the people worry and then...
This is the way the mind thinking, you feel the way.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
last year, I remember somebody asked for living meditation.
Yeah, you can sit, like a sitting meditation is the same.
Sleeping.
Don't go to sleep.
I need to sleep.
Yeah, sleep. Oh, sleeping meditation, you sleep aware your body and mind, and sleep. Before you sleep, you apply it, that's all. But if it's lying down meditation, you try to lying down meditation in the evening or morning, you can use the lying, but this is a posture only. Posture only, sitting, walking, lying down, the same. The mind is aware all the time, it's okay.
But when
you
know, the body is kind of...
Tired, you need to lean back and lie down very quickly, be aware, relax the body, what's happening, body, what's in your mind, and what? Aware of your mindfulness continuously. Lying down meditation is a little bit difficult. Because the mind is habit. Lying down means is the mind knows. Sickness coming, you sleep. So you need more awake, more alert, more remind yourself, are you well? Are you well? Then the mind is more. You need more energy.
Yeah, but I need to sleep though, because I'm so tired.
You need to sleep. You need to sleep.
So why don't you sleep? You really
can't.
You really sleep. I mean, sleep. You couldn't really do
the
meditate right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, cannot. When you sleep, you cannot meditate.
Cannot. Right?
Cannot. But long time meditator, when the sleep coming, the awareness continue inside there. If you daydreaming, dreaming coming, the mind already aware. You are not practicing awareness practice. It's a moment ahead. If the moment is very strong, you sleep, the mind not sleep. He do his job. Everything coming, he knows. But you are asleep. Because of momentum. You know momentum in nature, he do himself. Sometimes there's continuous awareness coming, very easy. Before sleep, you aware his object. As a wake up, he always aware his object and wake up.
What object?
Any object. Before last one, he watch this object and sleep. Wake up, he start this object and wake. This is habit.
But this is kind of difficult
because
every time I
beginning is very difficult.
Yeah. You know, I watch my,
Fighting falling.
No.
Okay, good. Sleep cannot do anything, yeah?
That's not aware.
No. Then you sleep. Then you sleep. This is a sleep time, eh? Sleep. And wake up, start away. Now, the whole morning, eh? Beginning to wake up, and this sleep time, you practice the whole day, it's enough.
Sometimes, if you walk very fast, you're tired.
You not think, I need to sleep. That time you change your attitude, I need to meditate. Okay? Lying down, lean back and practice. If your awake continues coming, the mind body relax, energy come again. And you walk again, very energy. Sleep is not very good. Sometimes you don't sleep like this. When the state not good quality. If you aware and relax, maintain your awareness, and 30 minutes, 15 minutes aware continuously, the whole energy come up. Then walk again. Oh, walk fresh. Fresh. So I told already, no? You, one yogi, He said, I want to practice, but I have no time. I have no time to meditate, no time to sit. He said, no time to sit. So I said, don't you get it? 1 minute? Oh, okay, 1 minute is okay. He said, 1 minute is okay. Okay. So I said, 1 hour. And he do like this on the table. His job is all the time. Morning is office, working like the desk. So what he make a chai, 1 hour. And 1 minute, ding, and he do like this. Only 1 minute, I said, only 1 minute. Then, 1 minute finish, he walk again. Every 1 hour, he practice 1 minute. The whole 8 hour, the whole walking 8 hour, he only practice 8 minutes. But that day, he totally different with other day. Because the sweat cannot come the whole day. 1 minute, cut the sweat. He don't say anything, he breath only 14, 15 times, 1 minute, he breath. Only wear this that much. He practice like this. But he know this is very good practice, but very good for him. Every day he go to the office, come back, he like this. Bang up. That day he fresh. He recommends it. Then he practice every day. And now he practice the whole day to walking. Because like the leap, confident coming, and this is a good then he practice. Sometimes 1 minute, sometimes he said 2 minutes, slowly the mic come down, he said 5 minutes, not walking. Oh good, 5 minutes, then he walk. Then slowly he knows his job is quality good, better and better. Because his mind quality good, his job also good. If your mind was so stressed, you can very difficult to do the job. So you use a lot of energy to think like this. Then after go to the home, you do like this.
but after sleep, really,
when you sleep, when night time you sleep. Daytime you try to relax, not sleep. Because your idea, you said, I need to sleep. That's why you sleep. So change your. It is auto suggestion. It is auto suggestion. Don't try to sleep. Try to relax and try to aware. Mm-hmm. Continue awareness and concentration coming. That my energy is better. Recharge, we call this a recharge. We use our energy all the time, eh? So the battery energy go down. Now we recharge.
Maybe everybody's situation is different. Some people might be considered, but for some people, you know, really need a bad cycle. For us, before we come, we need to really hurry.
You don't need to sit, huh? Then you do walking, and relax with. You watch your mind and relax and walk.
Yeah. But every time I come over here, the first few days, I was so tired and relaxed.
Yeah.
And it's very good to sleep.
Good to sleep. Because you tired too much. Now you rest. Okay, so.
So it's okay to sleep.
Yeah. A few days, the whole day sleep. After 2 days, 3 days, start to practice. Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Better way is next time. Don't let your body and mind too tired. How to make this?
Come over here, relax.
Yes, that's why this is no problem. This is no problem. Now, I think I try to say you next time, not let the body and mind like that much tired. How to do this? You need to find a way. Okay?
Okay, can I ask a question? I use like, for example, any day I watch before I go to bed, for example, if I watch a violent movie or if I listen to music, the next morning when I wake up, the first thing I remember is that scene,
yes,
or that music.
Yes.
Does that scene or that music affect the quality of mind when you feel like awake?
Yes. So be careful what you are watching. That's all. The mind, because you are emotion also his memory is very strong. He liking or you disliking too much in the mind, like all the time you think like in behind he energy, it comes to their mind. Then he thinks all the time.
Yes, that's so strange too, because nobody sees that.
That's why you seeing, you talking, you look, doing everything connected to the next mind. Be careful all the time. That's why Buddha said, moment to moment, be careful. Everything, cause and effect. Relationship. So, yesterday, the Chinese wife asking Michael, when the awareness is not good, quality weak, how to do? He said. Now, this situation is present. Before, what you doing, what you were doing, what you were talking, what you were eating, everything connected to this, the present. So, you need to check the whole process. Then you know why this is happening. Then you take care of this cause. Then this situation good. Now you bad. How to do? You cannot. Sometimes if you not understand very well, you cannot. So you need to the whole process learning. Now you know what you're watching before, what is happening. It is leading you how to do better and better. That's why continuing awareness, learning process, very important. Only this situation, you only see like this, you cannot find a way. Answer. Everything is connection. What do you eating? Eating also affects your body and mind. Weather also affects your body and mind. I am our center, I check the yogi, very cold time, you're sleepy. Very hot, you're sleepy. Because why? Because of reaction. If it's very cold, the mind not like. Disliking coming. Disliking coming, the awareness is weak. That's why I'm sleepy. Very hot also, the mind don't like. Disliking mind coming, because of reaction, the mind awareness is weak. That's why they sleepy. So weather, food, action, everything connection have. So you need to aware every action. All the connection have. You only see this part, how to see the why? Answer. Cannot. That's why it's awareness, Vipassana awareness. He tried to see every process. Then the whole picture is coming, appear, although you understand coming. If you want to understand it appear, you must learn everything. Not only one part. Understand cannot come. Okay?
Yes, but if you let me close my door, I don't want to read newspaper, I don't want to watch TV or movie.
Because you're involved. Because you're involved. Involved to the storyline, that's why your emotion comes. You are not involved, you watch and looking, how do you see? There's a benefit, you watch. No benefit, don't watch. That is the most best way. Not all the time, I don't want, I don't look like it. This is not, you cannot learn. Be aware and look. If you benefit, could do. Not benefit, let it be. This is your choice. Because you know now, this is good, this is bad, then you choose. Not stop everybody. So how do you stop everybody? So Vipassana says, don't try to stop the object. Try to make understanding arising in the mind. Don't get rid of object. Object cannot get rid. Eyes cannot close. Ears cannot close all the time. Object is all the time coming, but you take care of your mind. Vipassana is, don't get rid of object. Try to prevent the defilement in the mind. That's all. How to prevent the defilement? Make the awareness and understanding break. This is the only way. Object cannot avoid. And what do you point of view and you watch this object? If you write view and watch this object, okay. Many people say, I'm 8%, I cannot watch the TV. If you watch the TV, you say, oh, no. Then you see somebody, this is a TV. The same. He's the actor. Watch the TV and watch him. What's different? Your state of mind important. Watch the TV and watch. He also very active. Actor. He's a very good actor. Everybody is actor and actress. You watch the TV also human being. Outside money. Of human beings. What's different? This idea, huh? This is the object, this is the mind. You need to learn from any object. What state of mind and you watch this? This is important. You try to create your defilement and watch TV, then 8% gone. Mm-hmm. Motivation, huh? Motivation and bother. Okay.
Can you repeat how to sharpen the mind when it is becoming dull?
I don't want to sharpen in twins, it's my dog. I try to accept what is the dog. Okay? I don't want to change the present situation. I try to learn this. What is happening? I don't want to change that this happening. So that's why I said people, meditator, they try to, and they think how the meditation improve or not. I said, when you can accept the bad situation very well, it's progress. Now people try to practice, find, looking for the good situation, good samadhi, good understanding, good awareness, they all the time looking the good. Actually, he can accept the bad situation coming now. He's very good at practice. Because understanding, then he can accept. He is a wise. That's why he can accept that his situation is worse. Accept that is wisdom. People like very good things. They don't like bad things. This is not Dhamma. Dhamma is a good thing or bad thing is equanimity. That is a meditation. That is a wisdom. Equanimity is understanding. He can accept every situation. Good or bad. He's not judging good or bad. Because he knows it is a nature. That's why he can accept. So I said pain and no pain, the same or not? Huh? What the same? Huh? What's different? Pain and no pain, is it the same or different? If you understanding the same. If you understanding not the same, not the same. Level of understanding.
Because words are feelings.
Yes. What to say, what not to say. Yeah? Understanding level. Pain also object. No pain also object. If you understand, really understand coming, when the pain coming, you're not upset. And no pain also, you're not happy.
Yes.
Because of the same. It's every object. Huh?
When you go to sleep, you have a dream. It means your mind is working every time.
Yes.
So what night you go to sleep is no dream. It means your mind will sleep?
Every night dream. You don't know the dream. No dream is very rare. Only no dream.
I have an experience.
You don't remember? You said no dream.
So means you sleep, your mind is working?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes. Superficial level is sleep. The unconscious is not sleep. All the time walking.
I have an experience.
So some people, you know, night walker.
Night
walker. They sleep, they walking, everything what they do. They don't know. And my friend is very, when the night time he walking on the veranda, you know, on the tent. That time you not try to awake him. If you awake, he may be called out. Let him be. Very safe, no problem. Unconscious, very know very well. He do his job, but he not awake, he sleep. Then he go to the bed, and night time, morning you ask him, night time what you are doing, he don't know. Mind is strange. Okay. Okay,
okay. I found out that I have a mind, not somebody, but my mind always remind me, always tell me what to do. Like if I see people talking, I want to jump in. A mind says, do you need this?
Yes.
No,
yes.
The
okay.
Body touch.
Yes.
Just back.
Yes.
And
then
look.
Yes.
Always tell me.
Yes, good. Very good. He's your teacher. He's your teacher. Good, good.
Yes.
You, this is very good. Any situation, yeah? This question pass. Order come pass, follow. Yeah? That's good. This is awareness. Understand? Mm-hmm.
When your mind talks, how
do I don't go back, huh?
How can you differentiate whether that is wisdom or just the mind is tricking you? Because sometimes the mind wants something, and then it finds many ways to support.
This is stupid supervisor or unstable supervisor. You need to check him.
Say that again.
He's a stupid supervisor or white supervisor. Supervisor is, you need to check again. Not believe all the time. If you wisely, this is your teacher. Huh? Follow. If you know why, you can feel no good. Feeling and talk, feeling his speech, feeling you away.
Okay, so if it is peaceful, then
maybe. Yes, this is a very good question. You don't believe what am I saying every day. Remind me, also check again. Don't believe everything you say something, the mind say something. Don't believe. Totally be aware and follow. Okay?
Okay. There's a next thing that is why you will say something to the teacher. Appreciate to the teacher.
Okay. Only one enough.
My fellow Yuki and I like thank you for the wonderful teaching you have generously and selflessly given. I wish I could find the right word to truly express our true gratitude to you. But I think the best way for us to show our gratitude is to keep up our practice as much as we can. So that when you come back in 2009, you will see a transformation in our path, hopefully. I think it is commitment, not difficult to keep, because we have already seen the wonderful benefits of your practice.
Not my practice, Buddha practice.
The best practice.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you are the best at the time frame of your practice. You are very joyful, and you have a deep interest in the Dharma. And so, when we're with you, we also feel very happy and just very inspired to practice. Even a new beginner to the practice like myself has already experienced some of the benefits. I have attended many meditation retreats since 1985, and they, all of them were great learning experiences for me. But this retreat here is a breakthrough for me, because here I learned how to relax, to trust myself, and do what I do, the right thing for me to do. And I owe this right attitude to your teaching. Throw the schedule out the window and just go with it.
Okay.
When are you coming back again?